Good Tuesday morning, beloved. Thank you again for welcoming me into your homes so we can start our day out together reading God's Word. Today, we find ourselves in, let's get up here, Isaiah chapter 51 and 1 through 6. And today's reading lifts up Israel's ancestors, Abraham and Sarah, who obeyed the Lord when they were told to leave their homeland and go to Canaan. Isaiah points to their action as an example of obedience to the Lord. Words of comfort and hope are given along with the assurance of the Lord's deliverance and victory. And again, God's saving word for us as we begin this week together is encouragement. Father, this day, let us each be an encouragement to someone we meet in our life. Let's begin reading at Isaiah chapter 51, beginning at verse 1. The Lord says, "Listen to me, you that want to be saved, you that come to me for help. Think of the rock from which you came, the quarry from which you were cut. Think of your ancestor Abraham and of Sarah from whom you are descended. When I called Abraham, he was childless, but I blessed him and I gave him children. I made his descendants numerous. Now I will show compassion to Jerusalem and to all who live in her ruins. Though her land is a desert, I will make it a garden, like the garden I planted in Eden. Joy and gladness will be there, and songs of praise and thanks to me. Listen to me, my people. Listen to what I say. I give my teaching to the nations. My laws will bring them light. I will come quickly and save them. The time of my victory is near. I myself will rule over the nations. Distant lands wait for me to come. They wait with hope for me to save them. Look up at the heavens. Look at the earth. The heavens will disappear like smoke, and the earth will wear out like old clothing, and all its people will die like flies. But the deliverance I bring will last forever. My victory will be final. Listen to me, you that know what is right, who have my teaching fixed in your hearts. Do not be afraid when people taunt and insult you. They will vanish like moth-eaten clothing. But the deliverance I bring will last forever. My glory will endure for all time. Wake up, Lord, and help us. Use your power and save us. Use it as you did in these ancient times. It was you that cut the sea monster Rahab to pieces. It was you who dried up the sea and made a path through it so that those who you were saving could cross. Those whom you rescued will reach Jerusalem with gladness, singing and shouting for joy. They will be happy forever, forever free from sorrow and grief. The Lord says, I am the one who strengthens you. Why should you fear mortals who are nothing more than grass? You have forgotten the Lord who made you, who stretched out the heavens and laid the earth's foundations. Why should you live in constant fear of fury of those who oppress you, of those who are ready to destroy you? Their fury can no longer touch you. Those who are prisoners will soon be set free. They will live a long life, and they have all the food they need. I am the Lord your God. I stir up the sea, and I make its waves roar. My name is the Lord Almighty. I stretch out the heavens, and I laid the earth's foundations. I say to Jerusalem, you are my people. I have given you my teaching, and I will protect you with my hand. And today's key verse is Isaiah chapter 51, verse 12, where it says, the Lord says, I am the one who strengthens you. You know, it's important, beloved, to, you know your roots. Know who you're from. Know who you are. And in the flesh, we may be nothing. Our family name may be meaningless here in this world. The small amount of money we keep in our checking account cannot begin to compare with the trillions of dollars that the super rich may have invested in their accounts around this world. Our faces may be just the, you know, people no better, no worse than people that you pass every day. And yet the word says that the God who created the universe, who set the heavens in place, who spread out the foundations of the earth, he is our God. We don't have to worry about other people. We don't have to worry about other nations. Who do we have to fear with the Lord our God, who is our God? Remember who you are, children. We are not of this world. We may be in this world, but we're not of it. We are of our God, the Lord God, the high and mighty Jehovah, Yahweh, however, whatever you want to call him. But the Son's name is Jesus, Jesus Christ. And we are his children, and forever we shall be, and there is no power on earth that can touch us. Let's pray. Mighty God, you strengthen me day by day as you nurture me with your life-giving word. I thank and praise you for your teachings as I seek to be obedient to your will. Amen. Well, that brings our time together to an end here this morning, beloved. Join me tomorrow morning as we'll be in Isaiah chapter 52, verses 1 through 12, where God will rescue Jerusalem. Until tomorrow morning, then, beloved, may God richly bless you. May all your prayers become answered, and everything you hope for will be attained in this world. God bless you is my prayer for you.